friends, welcome to A Word with Cuculetu. Thank you so much for joining. Whether this is your first time or not, I really appreciate it. And let's get into the conversation. So today's topic, as you can see from the title, is about why being nice is not a personality trait, and the whole concept of niceness. So the reason that I was inspired to talk about this was because I was reflecting, not for long, there's just a couple of thoughts that came into my mind, and I wanted to connect the dots and figure out what I needed to dissect in that moment. And that had to do with this concept of being nice, and the times that I have been nice. And before I even get that far, just thinking about what does it actually mean to be nice, as a person. And I think this is really good to talk about, because as we all know, relationships play a huge part in our lives, you know, whether or not we have many relationships, you're affected in either way by having many relationships or no relationships, and what that actually means for you in your day-to-day life and, you know, evolution as a person. So I first want to maybe talk about what does it actually mean to be nice, because I think there's a couple of different ways to look at this, right? And to me, niceness, when I really thought about it, I think to me, niceness is a kind of a tool, right? It is a tool that is used in relationships now, right? I remember one time when I was in, I think I was in grade five, yeah, and in class we're kind of all going around, I think we just it was like the beginning of the year, so we're all just going around, and the teacher had asked us to say something about ourselves, our names, you know, the usual thing. And I remember one girl had said, my name is so and so and I'm this many years old, and I like the color pink because it's nice. And my teacher was like, and this is actually one of my favorite teachers who had one of the biggest impacts on me, but she was like, okay, what do you mean nice? And she's like, it's nice. And my teacher was like, is it pretty? Is it is it bright? Is it, like, what do you mean by nice? And the girl, she was obviously like flustered or whatever, but the point that my teacher was making in that scenario and in that instance was that nice is a very vague word. And not only is nice such a vague word, but I've always also come to realize that it doesn't really mean anything. That incident and that example that my teacher had made at the time definitely, you know, kind of, as I was thinking about the concept now, definitely is something that stuck with me. And I think there are many ways to tackle this and what I'm trying to say. For example, even just being a girl, you know, growing up in an African household, or whatever the case may be, you know, there are certain expectations, and I'm not personally somebody who's against value teaching in families. I think it's maybe something that's even missing today, you know, as we see in some modern families and family structures. I think values and teaching certain things like duty, and, you know, there's a lot of important lessons there. But that's not to say that the concept and the core of those values and their importance can be abused, you know, in certain cases, or it's something that we rely on a little bit too heavily, and we never really allow ourselves to step into our full beings, into being like free people. And what I've realized about being nice is never something that you are doing for you. You think you're doing it for you, but in actuality, you're just giving into whatever external factor it is, right? Now, this is the part where I have to clarify that I by no means am an advocate for mean-spirited people. I am by no means an advocate for unnecessary hatefulness in any kind of way. But I'm also not an advocate for being a pushover. And I say this from lots of experience, being in that position, and thankfully, and, you know, wonderfully and magically, and in such a beautiful and graceful way, I have grown, and I can now decide for myself what I want to be. And if I don't want to be a pushover, then I don't need to be a pushover. So that's what I'm advocating for. I'm a sweet person, and I'm sure there's lots of people who are also sweet people. And I absolutely believe that that too can be played to your strength. But it's all about whether you are being true to yourself, whether you feel like you are being authentic, you know, because that is what is going to at the end of the day shine. So if you're naturally a sweet person, don't try to be a mean person, like a fake mean person, you know, but understand that there is a difference between being sweet and between even being kind-hearted and being nice. There is a very thin line, but there is a difference nonetheless. And niceness is something, now, you know, I'm here saying that I don't think it's something we should really strive for, right? But it has its place, like everything. The common thing that is coming to my mind, or idea that is coming to my mind, would be pointing to niceness in maybe business relationships. You know, there is a certain kind of etiquette. But even as the game changes, I think that the nice guy not to say that the nice guy always loses, but there's definitely a lot of truth in that. There's definitely a lot of truth in that. It wouldn't be such a common saying if there wasn't, you know. And it's arguable whether if that's something that we think as a society is good, or you as an individual for that matter, or whether you think it's right. I mean, that's arguable, you know, depending on who whose opinion is being asked. But at the end of the day, there is truth to that. In the real physical world, in our, you know, environment, there is definitely truth to that. And the reason I think that this is because the nice guy has to put himself last in order to be nice, right? In order to be nice, you have to be somebody who is willing to put yourself lost or last, depending on if I'm feeling Canadian or South African. But yeah, so that is the catch 22 if you want to be the nice guy, is that it requires you to put people above you, and it requires you to step outside of yourself to cater to the needs of whatever requires you or asks of you. And at first, you know, it seems like that is being thoughtful. It seems like a very humane thing to do. And there are often times when it is, you know. There are many people or situations that I absolutely don't regret being nice, because yes, I put myself last, but it was something that I was comfortable and did with a level of consciousness, and it almost was like necessary in my mind, right? Of course, it's never really necessary. It's what we make of it, but in my mind, it was. And you know, I think at least if you're being conscious about it, you know, you can decide when to use that in your interactions with other people. But the problem is that most times, nice people are not even conscious about it, because it's normalized to put yourself last. And this can be for many different reasons, you know. It could be a learned behavior, you know, because our earliest experiences teach us, they set a foundation and a framework for how we expect things to happen. And this is just how the brain works. It works using patterns and using repetition, you know, and using visualization to help it to embed something in its capacity. And so that happens a lot, right? And being nice is it's a damaging thing. It's a damaging thing, because essentially, like we just said, to continuously put yourself at the very bottom of your priorities, it's draining. It's just draining, right? It doesn't make sense in any kind of logic. You need to have something in your cup to be able to pour into other things, right? There needs to be storage of something to collect from in any kind of situation. And it can deplete you. Now, I think I'm going to backtrack a little bit and say here that maybe I'm not specifically speaking of the concept being nice, but more so what often is the psychological embedding and catalyst for that kind of behavior or that concept in itself, right? So I'm talking more about the bigger idea of putting ourselves at the bottom of priorities in our lives. And and I think, as I said, like that time that when my teacher had asked that girl, and she said, like, what does that mean? You know, I think being nice can just cause you to lose a sense of your definiteness. Because let's think about it like this. If somebody asks you to do something you don't want to do, technically, the nice thing to do would be to do it for them. Like, I mean, that's all that nice alludes to, is that it's something that is, I mean, I don't even know what it alludes to. Like, what does that even mean? It's nice. But anyways, that's what it alludes to in that context, right? So should you just do it because that's a nice thing to do, because that would make that person happy? What about you, and what about your boundaries? Where is the space then for that, right? And obviously, I don't think any of us struggle with that concept. It's a very basic concept. I think we're all complex enough to get that, okay, there's different, you know, there's levels to this ish. So definitely granted. But, you know, my point is then, let us dissect the concept and the word nice then in itself, in its essence. If that basic concept of, no, I wouldn't just do something I don't want to do, let's dissect it in its core and say it like it is, like it doesn't make sense. And now, obviously, with an example like that, you can see then at the same time how easy it can be for somebody to develop something like that. Because within our childhood, which, you know, is a number of years that varies for a lot of people. Some people have to grow up very fast, but I don't think that takes away from the fact that they're children, right? We're talking like mentally, physiologically, like there's a lot of things that happen in your brain when you have trauma and when you have to grow up fast, right? And there's also a lot of things that happen in your brain when you are in a nurturing environment and a stable environment, etc., etc. So my point with that then is that we can see how easy it can become for somebody to develop, or for us to develop, the idea that being nice is like, we have to be nice, right? And that being nice is a good thing, because for most of our lives, you know, depending on how old you are at this stage, but you know, for a large chunk of our lives, for the most of us, you are under those conditions where you don't have necessarily control, where you are dependent on the guidance of another human being, where you are dependent on, to some level and to some extent, you are dependent on that person feeling good and that person's needs, you know, because you know that if their needs aren't met, your needs are not going to be met. So, you know, it becomes very primal, these concepts. And depending on your experiences during that time, right, it can look different for you. But as I was thinking about it, you know, niceness is a, I just was thinking, I was like, niceness is not necessarily, it's not necessarily a win, you know. And I know some people might hear this, like maybe some people will know me and they'll be like, what, but she's so nice. And I do think I'm learning some of those behaviors, like over pleasing and, you know, all of those things. But with that being said, I'm consciously a sweet person, and consciously trying not to be a nice person. You can call me sweet all you want. I'm sweet as sugar, right? I'm the definition of sugar. But I never want to put myself in a position of just being nice all the time, once again, you know? So, yeah, it's quite an important thing to dissect. And, I mean, I don't know if this is something that a lot of people think about. I would say, personally, in my own experience, it's something that is more commonly talked about in, or let me not say, let me say traditionally, more, you know, more commonly talked about in male spaces, because I think men have to kind of learn that at quite a young age. And this is just me, you know, speaking anecdotally from, you know, things I've heard and things I've seen and observations I've made. You know, I think that's something that has to be learned a bit faster. But then at the end of the day, we're all different individuals, and there's a lot that impacts how we do things and how we act and how we see the world, you know. So never to underestimate that. And I'll give an example of when being nice has not worked for me and a time when being nice has worked for me. Being nice has not worked for me. Now, which one do I want to say? I think being nice has not necessarily worked for me in some relationships. I would say more like friendships or even partnerships, maybe working on a project that's not necessarily romantic. And yeah, you know, even romantic endeavors or, you know, people you talk to, I think being nice sends out a signal that you are willing to do whatever. And when people get that signal, they're going to treat you like that. And if that is not something that you want, you're going to be very disappointed and hurt and confused and blindsided. But you might miss the fact that, or you might miss, you know, the opportunity to see how you played into that yourself with your desire to be nice and your desire to be liked and your desire to be loved. Those are all normal desires at a very basic human level. They can never take precedence though over our self and our being and the wellness of that and the wholeness of that. You know, we should never borrow from John to pay Harry, or however the saying goes, right? In that instance. Because when I did that, like I said, you know, that's what people expected from me. You know, and then you feed into it. It's a cycle. It's like you do it and then someone feeds into it and they push the limits and they push the limits even more. And, you know, you've normalized this and you think that's okay. You think that's normal behavior. You're not responsible for anybody but yourself. And that goes for everybody, you know. Ultimately, you came here, you know, alone, you know, through your passage, you know, through the, what's a good name we can call it, let's spice it up, through the divine passage. You came here alone. Even twins, like, you know, I don't know the statistics, but most times it's like one twin comes out before another. Like, you come here, you know, alone. So you definitely will be going back the same way, right? And this never goes, never to be extreme and say now, you know, you don't need people and, you know, no, obviously not. human beings need other human beings. We need interaction. You know, we need that as well as we need solitude. Times that being nice has worked for me. honestly, being nice has worked for me when... I don't even know when it's worked for me. I think being nice has worked when I wanted something. And yeah, I wanted something and I knew that acting in a particular way would get me it, right? So I might have acted in a way that I didn't really want to for like a temporary time because I knew that I would get something out of it, right? And yeah, you know, that would be a time when it's worked for me. So it you know, it has its uses and it also doesn't. But I personally am at a stage where I want to be done with being nice. I want to unlearn that, because I know for me particularly, it is not coming from it's a very thin line between like being nice and, you know, being used, right? And we all have to have that level of awareness, you know. Like I said, I'm a sweet person, and I'm good with that. Like, you know, that is a strength of mine most times, because I also think that, as unfortunate as I think I may have been to have been in situations where being nice, you know, backfired, or being pleasant towards other people, or catering to other people has not worked and has been an unpleasant experience and a lesson, there have also been times when that has been reciprocated, or when I have seen, you know, how others being nice to other people and thinking of other people has changed their lives, you know, has changed their experience, has made them happier, has, you know, been a positive thing, you know. So I'm not like one of those. I feel like it's so funny. I think a lot of people pride themselves on being like fake mean, you know. And I mean, some people are like mean, but a lot of people are hiding behind these like big masks. A lot of people are bullies, and like it's actually not funny, but it's just funny when I see it, because it is a concerted effort, you know, to avoid something that is pressing. And we all, I'm sure, have done that at some stage in our lives if we don't do it now. And that's okay, but, you know, let's just try to be aware of ourselves. It's not easy to do that. It's not easy to, like, analyze yourself. And I think I've been thinking to myself, like, I think you think too much about what you think about, you know? It's like, it gets to a stage where you think you're just overanalyzing. But I think if it's flowing and if it's natural, you know, it's not such a bad thing, you know. Though there's always room for balance. There's always room for balance. So yeah, guys, this was just a short little episode on the concept of being nice and how it's a little bit played out, you know? It's played out. It's a little played out. There's no need to be hateful also, you know? If you're hateful, you just got a lot of stuff to work through within yourself. And, you know, I wish, you know, everyone the best in that, and hopefully you can try to catch yourself in the moment, so that you can redirect that energy towards and inwards to yourself, in a way that can be fruitful for your growth and, you know, your manifestation of your greatest self. And yeah, if you are somebody who tends to be the nice guy and you resonated with this, listen, you don't have to be nice, right? Kindness is something, the beautiful thing about kindness is that it's something that is sincere, and it's something that shouldn't be given all the time. I think it almost loses its value the more it is given, and that's just basic economics. Like, you know, when it's in high supply, the value, and low demand, or the value tends to go down, right? But when you care about somebody, when you care about something, do go that extra mile. do it. Do it because you want to. Don't do it because you feel forced to or expected to do it. Because at the end of the day, it's going to show in how you do it. And I mean, it takes away the whole point of it. And at the same time, you've already done the thing you didn't want to do. And now you feel depleted and it's not fun. It's not fun, you know? I think we underestimate that too. That fatigue and all of that is accumulated as well, you know? So, yeah. With that being said, thanks for joining me, you guys. I've really been appreciating all of the messages that you guys send me. It means so much. Like, I just get them when I'm like doing something or trying to work on something, and it always just gives me that little push of encouragement, and I really appreciate that. I would say, you know, putting yourself out there is never an easy thing to do. I mean, unless you're a fearless person. I think I've been a pretty fearless person these days, but you know, putting ourselves out there is never an easy thing to do. You know, there's so much risk, you know, whether in the positive or negative direction. There's risk to be loved, there's a risk that you will just not be understood, and you will just be like, you know, I don't even know what it is that we fear, you know, because it's like, I mean, if we fear being misunderstood, there's never going to be a time when everybody understands the same thing or exactly the same things, you know. And if there is, you should be worried, because that's communism. So that's a red flag. Ha ha ha. Oh my gosh, I'm on a roll. Okay. Yeah, there's never going to be a time when everybody understands one thing or the same thing the same way. Like, that's not the point of this, in my experience. Like, I'm not a professor of life or anything, but I don't think that's the point of this whole experience, you know. But yeah, it's never easy, and it's dope when we can build communities and relationships and vibes, you know, and projects, and so many things are just grown by people connecting. And most importantly, before you can even connect with people, you have to put yourself out there. And I quite like this platform because I don't have to have like, I don't really have to have all my business out there. Like, it's just me, you, and this beautiful conversation that we're having. And it's truly appreciated when you guys let me know that it resonates, or that you thought it was interesting, or even if you disagree, you know, I just appreciate that community building and integrity and authenticity. I always try to be authentic, and I guess that statement in itself is a little bit of a paradigm. How can you try to be authentic? But it is, because most times we're unlearning things that are not authentic to us. And so it's all a journey back to self. And yeah, I'm excited to have you here on mine. So I appreciate you guys. And please do follow Augugu on Instagram. I did change my handle again, trying to rebrand and be very intentional about what I'm doing, because, you know, this is becoming my baby, so I gotta take care of her, nurture her, guide her, direct her, you know, show her the way, and I'm in control. So do follow me on Instagram at awwgugu. That is also my Twitter handle. It's awwgugu. And I actually wanted to find out from you guys. You can, if you're using Spotify, I believe you can send a message or a comment to this episode just above, you know, where it's showing the episode. I'd love to know if you guys use Spotify Green Room or have ever heard of Spotify Green Room, and if that's something that you'd be interested in, like if we could host conversations. That's definitely something I am down to do, unless you just want to hear my voice talk about stuff. I'm cool with that too, but I'd love the feedback and any ideas. Alright guys, so that's the word for today. That's it. Stay sexy, stay healing, stay dope. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to finish last all the time. You know, sometimes you can go on top. You can win as much as you want. So, that's it. I hope that was helpful, you guys. And I will talk to you next week. Bye, guys.